We are on Daf, Chof Beis, Amit Beis. Let us start again the boy of Reb Zeire. On 8 lines from the bottom. Boy Rabbi Zeire, ha'imer harei alai oila min ha'teirim, oin min b'nei ha'yoyne. A person made an ed on himself and he gave himself the choice. He's going to bring an oila, either it's going to be min ha'teirim, oin min b'nei ha'yoyne. Ve'evi tchilas ha'tziyu shebozeh v'shebozeh. And he brought 2 oifis. One yoyne that was tchilas ha'tziyu, and one teir that tchilas ha'tziyu. And we said tchilas ha'tziyu is when it starts maturing. And we heard before a baraisa, the baraisa says that tchilas ha'tziyu, if he's mechuyev to bring a ben yoyne, so tchilas ha'tziyu is already, he can't be yoyte, because it's older than a ben yoyne. If he wants to bring a teir, tchilas ha'tziyu is too young for a teir. And he made 2 nedarim. He's going to bring an oila either from a teir or from a ben yoyne. David tchilas ha'tziyev shebozeh v'shebozeh. Mal, svei kahavi v'nofik, edilme ber yahavi v'loy nofik. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, min ha'teira oin min b'nei ha'yoyne, meize mehem she'elsa, whichever I decide to bring, I'll be yoytze my nedda. I'm going to bring one oila, either from Teirim or Bnei Yain. V'hevi mishneim chilas atziv. Mal. Yotza yedei nidrei eloi. Was he yaitze the nether? Hodisna. We learned in the Mishnah that chilas atziv posel bishneim. That one is not yaitze a nether. One is not yaitze with if he has to bring a ben yain, he's not yaitze with chilas atziv, or he's not yaitze if he has to bring a teir, he's not yaitze with chilas atziv. What is pshat? Mishum sveiko. Because we really don't know what this chilas atziv is. Shema gedolim, shema ktanim. Maybe this is already a dag of godless, or maybe they're still ktanim. It's the beginning of the godless, but this is already a godel or still a hilkach. Hanoite teirim. If a person made another to bring teirim, la yotza, shema ktanim hein. Teir has to be a godel. Vanoite b'nei yoyne la yotza, shema gedolim hein. So that is pshat. That is pshat. Chilas ha'tziv that says in the Mishnah, bozeh bozeh posel, that means he's not yoytze chiyuv by bringing chilas ha'tziv, because by each one maybe it's he wasn't mekayim his chiyuv. Maybe it's too young for a teir, or maybe it's too old for a ben yoyne. Avozeh, but this person shenoda eze sheyirtze. He says, whatever I want to bring, I can be yaitze the net. I'm going to bring an oila either from a teir or from a ben yoyne. Ve'hevi shneim, and he brought, from the teirim, he brought chilas ha'tziv. From the ben yoyne, he brought chilas ha'tziv. Yotze mimonav shech. Im gedolim heim, if we will say that chilas ha'tziv, that that's a godol, yotze mishim teirim. So if Shat the Mishnah is that you're not Yotze Mikayach Sofik, so that's if he only made another to bring one. But if he made another to bring either one, so then the Manu Shech is Yotze. Either Gedolim or Ktanim. Aydilme le Gedolim Nino le Ktanim have it, ele Berye Baalme have it. It's a Berye. It's such a nivra that it's miklal. The yotza miklal ktanim lechag doylem lebo. It is an in-between matzev that is not a cotton and not a godel. So b'teiris vaday He's not Yoitze, not a Ben Yoinim, because it's not a Kotten anymore. It's not a Torah, because it's not a Godel as yet. Let us see Taisvis. Behevi Tchilas Hatziyuv Shebezeh V'Shebezeh Mahu. Do I say Sveika Havi V'Nofik? If it's a Sofik, so that means he'll Zichir B'Yaitze, because it's either a Godel or a Kotten. So, Yizicha Yoitze, his nether. Being Taima, Satoisves, Akasha, Kimen, Dimimonevshech, Echot Posel, Hayech, Yochel, Lahakrif, one is Zicha Posel. So, how could the Koyen be Makrif? He brought two Tchilas Atziyev, one is Zicha Posel. So, how could the Koyen be Makrif? And we don't know which one is kosher and which one is posel. So how could the coin be market? Kulun lazor, yeah. Be a shloima. The mi boy like, you're going to move a coin vehicle. The coin had no right to be market of them. But lamaisa, the coin was market of both. So the coin was even this of kulun bazor. But lamaisa, he, lamaisa was yaitis here. Lamaisa, he either brought, he doesn't know what he brought, but he either brought a Torah or a Ben Yoine. That's one Torah. And let's jump to the third Torah, which is similar to the first Torah, but a different Akimta. V'yesh meforshim, the Bebom Ha'ayri. He made a nether to bring a Torah or a Ben Yoine. And it's speaking about, Bezman Shehutru Abomis, and he brought it on Abomis. The mashma b'Yerushalmi, the Maseches Megillah, shekol oifes k'sheirim bebome, v'afilu tal negoylem, v'afilu chaye, v'laymi yitela t'meyem. So memela says very good, v'zman shehutru abomis, so memela there's no shayl of chulun bazor, there's no azor over here, it's makre bebome, it can be makre of anything bebome. So he made a nether to bring either a toyer or an oyler, either from a toyer or a ben yoyne. And Lamaise, he was Mekayim his nether with the Hakrov of the Tchilas Atziv. If it's not a Torah, so I'll good. So he's not Yoitze the nether with it. So he's Yoitze the nether with the Ben Yoine. But he's allowed to be Makriv the Tchilas Atziv of a Torah. He's allowed to be Makriv a Talmud also. So this is the same type of Teretz, like the first Teretz, now a different Akimta. The first Akimta was that the Kohen was Oiva Be'issa, was Makriv Be'issa. Here it says it was Bizman Hefer Abomas, it was Makrim Behefer. So, the last, so Taisi says this Teretz is not an Amistad Teretz. Now what the Yerushalmi says, that Shkol Oifes Ksheirim Bebome, Dosa Mayri Bebome Livnei Noyach. They're speaking about Abba Noyach. The Behedya Yalif Lo Beseif Zvochim, the Gemara in Seif Zvochim learns out, that a Ben Noyach can be makriv any korban, mevayi Ben Noyach mizbech, v'yikach mikol ha-behema teirech. I mean, lavdavke from the minim that were huter for akrove by Klal Yisrael. Ben Noyach is mutter mikol ha-behema teirech, v'goyma. Avol b'shal bomez, but a bomez that we're speaking about a yiv, Ikilaman Dome the ancient moif korib bebome, vafilu toirim bebne yoine. So you can't say it's speaking about a bome can't even be makir vatur ben yoine. Ba'oit, now I bring another raya that the Yerushalmi is speaking about a ben noya. The comma be Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, doilein et tricha hefshit v'nituach. That an oila and a bome does not need hefshit v'nituach. They all need by the oilers hefshit v'nituah. So this teretz, which was similar to the first teretz, is not a good teretz because the soul hetzel to be mark of anything on a bome is only speaking about a Ben Noyach. And he was speaking about a Ben Yisrael. Ben Yisrael can even bring an Oif on above. Now let's go to the second Torah. Inami. Kiven Sheivion Liat Koyin. Yotza Yedei Nidra. Akrov is a problem. but that's not his problem. Kivin sheviyan liyad akoyin yotze yidei nidroi, ma'acha dimikom mokin ha'echad memroi lahakrib. That means he, l'maisa, if it is a suffix, either he brought a toich, he brought a banyoyne, l'maisa, the koyin can't be makrivit, that's true, because the koyin doesn't know which one he's permitted to be makrivit. But he was yotze. Me'acha dimikom mokin, Hechad mem roi lahakriv, and he brought it to the koyim. So the Ritas Loshan Ataisus, it would seem, Ataisus is machadish, that mitzad nidroi, the akrav is irrelevant. As long as he brought it to the koyim, he brought a proper kolm to the koyim, the koyim won't be makriv, that's not his problem. He was Yaitz's neder, that's the Ritas Loshan Ataisus. The Mishnah Lamelach asks from a Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim, Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloy Lashman Ksheirim, Elo Shloyotze Yedei Chevosim. So it seems that the Mishnah is not only speaking about a Kolm Chayve, a Kolm Neder, a person made a Neder to bring a Shlomim. And let's say the Koyin was makrivit for a Toida, right? So it's Layotzi Dei Chevosai. It's a kosher, but he has to bring another Kolben. So you see that in order to be Yotze your Neder, you have to be makrivit also. You're not Yotze Stamazay. If it was not Nikra properly, you're not Yotze your Neder. Layotzi Dei Chevosai was Shalil, even though it's a kosher Kolben. But you made a Neder to bring a shlomim, bring a shlomim means that it has to be nikra, behesh shlomim. So the Mishnah Malach blives by itself, and he doesn't understand this basis. So I saw an emes liyakev, the Shivas Renavocha wants to say pshat in Taisvis as follows. This person, he brought Taisvis, he made a neder, to bring either a Toyer or a Ben Yoyne, and he brought a Tchilas Hatziyuk, so Memonim Shach, he was Yoytze. So why do you have to say Memonim Shach, he was Yoytze? I mean, the Tchilas Hatziyuk, perhaps it's too young for a Toyer, so let's wait a little bit, and we'll be making it as a Toyer. I mean, why? The way of a problem with the hakrove. I mean, let's wait a little bit, and I mean, it's zichah going to get older, and then zichah be kosher for a toy. So Yankiv said, "L'chay Reb Pshat na Gemara as follows." The Gemara says, "Masechtes Chayish Shana." The Zadin by Nedarim about the Achal Shalom Nidra. You have three regolim. You have three regolim if you made a neder. So you have three regolim to bring the neder. So it's speaking about it's the last day he made a neder. Now he has to bring the neder, and all he finds is tchilas atziyuv. So he goes and brings tchilas atziyuv. So he was yaitze. I brought the neder already, and he says al tzedin aval ta'acher. So the chiyuv about ta'achr is l'shalem nidroi. It is a moment's chiyuv. You made a neder, it has to get tagdish. So it's a moment's chiyuv. You have to be m'shalem the neder. Bal ta'achr l'shalem nidroi. In the din of bal ta'achr, he brought it to Bezdin, he brought it to the Kohen, he made it. He said it's not even bal ta'achr l'shalem nidroi. If Lamaise, let's speak about the Mishnah Melech's kashna. The Mishnah Melech brings a raya that if the Kohen was makrivit, shaloika haloche, layotze dechavos. That's in Hilchis Nedorim, ta'ein chanami. That means in Hilchis Nedorim, he was a raya lai lahavi shlomim, he wasn't yaitza with that shlomim, so they have to bring a new shlomim. But the Ein Echanami, in Hilchus Nedorim, you have to be makabir also. But our Gemara isn't speaking about that. He says, what's going to be Lamaisa? He says, Lamaisa is going to be like this. He says, Lagabi, we don't know with which Kolban he was Yosef. That means he brought two, he came, it's Mamish right before the deadline, the Maltacha, he brought two. I was Yosef. One of them is, it's either a cotton or a godel. I was Yosef, finished. Now, what are you going to do? So he says, the Torah, you'll wait till it becomes a little old and you'll be makrebe. The Ben Yoine, you'll wait till it becomes a little old and you'll sell it. As I say, Yamsha Shloime. Now it's not a Ben Yoine anymore. Now, I don't know what it is, but we'll just wait till it becomes a little older. So now you'll sell it and you'll buy a Ben Yoine with it. So, the shailas of a mele, so you zich have to be makrebet. But also the din neder sheboi. So that later you have to make a kosher akrob. You'll be makrebet the toy later. And you'll sell it when it becomes a yayne. That's what you're going to do. And that is because, but our Gemara isn't speaking about that. Our Gemara is speaking about the life of Baal Ta'achel Shalem Nidroi. And the Baal Ta'achel Shalem Nidroi, that's a din tashlum, you have to, don't keep it by yourself. It has to get into Rishus Kavoya. He brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says there's two lavim of Baal Ta'achel. There's one lav, Omar Veloy Afrish, that means it's a ray or lie, and he didn't do anything, and three regolim passed by his over, Afrish Veloy Akrit, or he said, Harezu, and then he was a makrebet. It's also in Baal Tacha. You made it a shlomim already, now bring it to the base of English. Afrish v'lo yakrib. So the Gemara says, why do you need to love it? So the Gemara says, I would think Afrish v'lo yakrib kol heicha de isa begaza de rachmoni. It's already, it's a kolm already, but why do you have to bring it to the base of English? Kol heicha de isa begaza de rachmoni. Hashem orotum loya, it's called b'shus kavoy. So I would think not even Baal Tacha. So he says, so you see the Indian of Baal Ta'achel is not, but there's no akrova, there's nothing. That there shouldn't be Baal Ta'achel. I mean, what happened? So he says, you see the gather of Baal Ta'achel is, it has to get to Rishus Gaboya. That's the Baal Ta'achel. Baal Ta'achel, Lashalem, Nidra, it has to get to Rishus Gaboya. So the Gemara says, by Afkish, Leyakim, it's Bershus Gavoya already. You don't have to deliver it. It's already Bershus Gavoya. So he says, so that is Shat Na Gemara. Our Gemara, according to Tosis, is speaking about the lava of Baal Ta'acha. And it said that he has a deadline to make in Memele. So by bringing both to the Beis HaMikdosh, in Baliyat Koyin, Kibin Shehi Vion, Liyat Koyin, Yotzos, so Memele, as Baal Ta'acha, he was Mishalem is not already. So that's Gabi the lava Baal Ta'achel, Gabi the etzim nether. So that ain't echanami. You need a hakrova later in order for him to be yotze the nether. That's how he wants to say pshat and taisus. Bekitza, let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira had a sofik. Trilis hatziyuv. Is that a sofik? That means, we don't know if it's a godel or a cotton, or it's a berry. Omar Rove Toshma. We learned before Baraisa. The Baraisa said, Toner Rabban, Yochu you call a toirim v'chobne a yoynek sheirim, amaloyma min a toirim, v'loy call a toirim, min b'nei yoynek, v'loy call b'nei yoynek. So if two miyutim, trat le tchilas atziyev, shebezeh v'shebezeh shepos. Now, so that's the baraisa we had before. Prat l'tchilas atziv shebezev shebezev shepos. So Rabbi said, let's make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Yamrit v'shloime ber yahavim. If you'll say that tchilas atziv is a ber yahavim, it's not a godel, it's not a cotton. Yishapir, some amela say, v'amiyut, that by Teirim, even though it's not a cotton, it's still no good. by the Nayan, even though it's not a Godel, it's still no good. So I need a miut by Bnayoine, and I need a miut by Torah. Eli Amrit Sveika, but if you'll say that what the Mishnah said, you're not Yotzev, Tchilas Hatziyuv, because we don't know if it's a Godel or a Kotel. But it's the Rechol and Mute Sveika. So the Torah has to write a pasuk to tell us if we don't know, we're not yoitzim. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rove Toshma. If you need a miut, so we see clearly it's a barrier. Yamrit b'shloimash meaning the barrier ninu. If the pasuk is coming to tell us that it's a barrier. Afilu heicha deleka lemeichish lesveikim. Afilu, there's no problem of a son. Kigoyin beboi didon. An aboi, that means there's no problem of suffix. He's zicha brought from one of the minim, the proper age. It's either a godel or a kotel. And that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. The pasuk shaper osikro. That's why I need a pasuk to tell us that even though it's not a kotel, it's still pasul for teirim. Ela yamrit zveikaninu v'kra loy paslinu. The kra didn't pasul. There's no pasul in it. Ela heiche the mechayev teirim behedya or b'nei yena behedya. Then you won't be able to bring it. Because if he's only chayiv toirim, so then you can't bring tchilas hatziv, because maybe it's a kot. Itzach lekro limu'ute, mi'ike sveike kamei kutsche berichahu, is there a suffix by the Rebbeinu Shloilam? Ibshitaloch degdoile ninu, aysinu beturim. Bibshitaloch degtanim ninu, aysinu bibnayoid. It's not shaykh a miut, if we would know what it is. So we can zikha either bring it for Torah or b'nayayne. So memele, that the pasuk should be memayated by both, there's no suffix by the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So zikha kosher for what? V'kiven d'loi pshita lom loi hov mehecha teisek adaitin l'achsharim. So we can't bring it because we don't know. We have our guidelines that a Torah has to be a Godel, a Benyayin has to be a Kotel. So we can't bring Tchilas Hatziyuv since we don't know what Tchilas Hatziyuv is. So that's Anhog and us. But there's no need for the Pasuk to be Memayit because the Ben Shalom knows what it is. And so Maisa's kosher for one, and for us, you don't need a posik, if I don't know what Tchilas Hatziyuv is, I can't bring it for a Toir or a Ben Yoine, but there's no Indian that the posik should be Memayit. That was Rav's Raya. It's a Raya that Fakert, it's a Psul Berya, Amerdike Chiddush, that there is such a concept that it's not a Godel, not a Kosher, and it's possible. Before we go further, I'd like to learn a Chalik of this Taisus. Taisus goes all over Shas, but let's just learn a few Yesaidis in Taisus, and then we'll proceed the Gemara further. It's a calling mute sveike. The Gemara says if it's a suffix, if we have a suffix, but eventually there's no suffix, if we have a suffix, we can't bring it for what we need, because we suffix. Me suffix, it's no good. Time it. Fektoises the Gabi Kofat Echod Minamanuyim the Seichoi, the Reshper Kamadabob Metsia, the Kulam Turin, the Sire Vade Omar Rahmona Blaya Sire Sof. The Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia speaks about such a case. There's a case that by Baisa Behemah, you machnas all the behemoths ladir, and then you start counting them. The tenth one that comes out is Maisa Behemah. Right. What happens if I started counting, and then the fifth one that went out jumped back in again? Now, they jump back, kofet lechem in amenuyim, he jumped back in, lemais, all the faces are the same, I don't know if he's a money, not a money, naim and hatbura. Now, I don't know where I'm up to, that the means was azaptified. Now, the next one that comes out, is this might of the fifth one, is this the sixth one? So, I don't know where I'm up to. That means I lost cheshbon already, I do not know. Which is Maisa Behemah? Is this the tenth or the ninth? So the Gemara darshins from a pasuk, Asiri Vadi Omer Achmona Vlei Asiri Sofi. So the din is that what? That now you can close shop. You're already potter for Maisa Behemah. There's no Chiyah Maisa Behemah because the whole Chiyah of Maisa Behemah is only if you know clearly that this is the tenth. If you don't know if it's the tenth, so there's no Chiyah Maisa Behemah. One Gemara. Vigabi Vagabi Sofik Kodma Beheres Lesay Elovim, Sofik Say Elovim Kodam, Tashinim Besef Nozir, the Toya, with the Posar Bakoso, Betara, Trilla Besim Lutare Elatam. There, I also have a Posik by a Sofik. I mean, the thing is like this. If a person had a Beheres, so a Beheres is a Neka, I have to know if it's a Negah Mukhlet, so the din is, if I say a lovon comes out from a Negah, so it's a Negah Mukhlet, it's Vaday Tome. The say a lovon was there from before, and then the Beheres came, so it's nothing. So the say a lovon is not a Simen Tumah whatsoever. So the Gemara says, what if I don't know? I don't know, I see now the Kohen sees the Beheres and the Sayah, but we don't know if the say a lovon came after the Beheres. The Seilovan came before the Beheres. So the Gemara says that you don't know your Torah. So we have here two cases that the Baisal knows, but we don't know. And we have a Posik that speaks about this and tells us that Sire Sofik is Potter, Safik, if Kodma say Elovon, like Kodma say Elovon, so you see, the Torah addresses Dvorim, which are Mesupakim Libnei Adam, even though the Baruch Shalom knows what it is. So, and here our Gemara says, Itzrich Krol and Mutei Sveike. The Taisa says, Amir Mehoche Leikoshe. That Gemara over there, in our Gemara, is no problem whatsoever. The Hochi Perush. Our Gemara means as follows. Itzarech kro limutes sveike, shloimiyet oisam vadai, elo misofik, vikomar sveika havi, vinofik shehevi mizel mizel. That means, by us, if you would say that it's a suffix, and if I bring both, so what is the miyit? The miyit is, if you brought chilas hatziyah for a ben yoyne, you weren't yoytze yochiyah because maybe chilas hatziyah is a god. So, if the Pasuk is only telling me, if you don't know you were Yaitzi Yechiyev, you're not Yaitzi Yechiyev, for that I don't need the Pasuk. Pashteitzach, if you don't know Yaitzi Yechiyev, Pashteitzach, you can't bring Tchilas Hatziyah. The Pasuk never said, but Teres Vadai, it's no good. It's Vakel, the Teres said, if you don't know, it's no good. Pashit. That, if I don't know it's Pashit, it's no good. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me this. If the only chesaron is because I don't know if it was yaitz or not, and if Maman of Shechai was yaitz is good, so for that I don't need a pasuk. Aval hosam kulam turim vadai v'loy misafik. But over there, kofat echem min amenuyim, so the Torah says, since you don't know if this is the Asiri, there's no Chiyuv Maisa Behemer. Oh, that, not the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk recognized the Sofik and was Machadish HaHalacha. That if it's Asiri Sofik, there's no Chiyuv Maisa Behemer. So forget that, you need a Pasuk. The Pasuk said the Sofik tatas the Chiyuv Maisa Behemer. That you need a Pasuk. It's a Cholik Turis of and out. She need a posik. The posik is on this gewaldike chedusha. The chayin sofik kod me beres o say alovam vaday toya. It's also good. The posik is telling us that if we don't know, so it's not it's sofik tome sofik, it's vaday toya. So that's okay. It's the, versteht sich, they sich need a posik to tell us that it's vaday toya. A mordike chedush. Because of our ignorance, It's vaday toya, even though klapish by galye, it was kodma beheres to say alova. So again, that's a mordik chiddush. You need a the pasuk is telling us mordik chiddush. That even though klapish by galye, that the beheres came before the say alova, and look, so the person is vaday toya. The toya said, but if you don't know, he's vaday toya. That's a mordik chiddush. But Agamor isn't saying any chidushim. Agamor is just saying, if you don't know if it's a cotton, don't bring it for a ben yoine. And then you need a pasuk for seifer. I have to bring a ben yoine if I don't know if this is a ben yoine, so I can't bring it. Need a pasuk for that. That's pshat Agamor. Avo gabi koi bepeg basra di yumem. But there, gabi koi, we do have a problem. Mikoyach pilchem editzorech kro l'ribuye sveike koma dekoy ber yahave v'loy sveike v'hashte menole du m'loy lom sveike have v'itzorech l'ribuye l'mikol chelboy leser vaday chelboy v'loy misofe akoy is a suffix. It's a suffix if it's the of was an ace, if it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, so the of is an ace and the aim is a tzivya. It's a behema bola chaye. And now it's a suffix, does it have a din chaye or a din behema? It has a din chaye. Some mele, so chelboy is muta. There's a din behime, so chelboy is osa. Chelo behime is osa, chelo chay is muta. We have a posik that tells us, mikol chelboy is coming to tell us that chelo, mikol chelboy is coming to tell us that chelo koy is osa. We have a posik is a raya koy is not a, a mixture of a chayy behema, a koy is a new as a mean bifnei asma. And that's what the person gets to tell us, mikol chelboy, that the chaylev of a koy is also. This means, not a chayy, not a behema, it's a new mean, and the chaylev of this mean is also. But if you say that it's a sofik chayy, a sofik behema, so you need a posik to tell me, itzerich, that's the most kashmi. It's a kol ribuye sveike. I need a posik to tell us that a sofik is also is a raya that it's a belya. Like Taisvis, we just had it takel. There the posik is telling us a gewaldike zach. That could be it's taka sofik. But if it wouldn't be for the teira to tell us that it's vaday also, be sofik also. I wouldn't need it be sofik. It wouldn't be vaday also. Here the posik is coming to tell us that it's vaday kol chelboy that the chelav of a koy is vaday also. So it could be it's a sofik, just like we said that ma'ase behem is it's a sofik as the Torah said it's vaday poter. So here the Torah is telling us that a koy is a sofik and it's vaday also, but could be it is a sofik. Then the pech to me, this got be pilgrims to be summer. Yeshleima, the Tosfos gives us a gedora like this. The whole sveikim, the efshar lehisbara, the megabi beheres umaisa. Every suffix that there's no birul to this suffix. That means like this. There's no general cloud. My maisa. Is the tenth one the tenth, or is it the ninth? Is there a general klal on this? I mean, each case is a besondere case. So each time you start counting, there's no klal, there's no klal to tell us, is it the tenth or is it the ninth? Each case is a topic which the Torah cannot give us a birur on the topic. I mean, the Torah can't be mavar of the suffix. Kama yigabi beheres ha-maisa. The lefamim shukach, lefamim shubin yinacha. Shayech lemutei mikro shaper mitam shahim suffix. So, by such a suffix, so the Torah can tell me, that means, you can never, the Torah can never be mavar of the suffix because each case is a different suffix. So there, the Torah can tell us, a cloud, that if you're faced with such an inyan, a suffik asiri, suffik kadma beheres, so the first thing, no, the din is suffik maisa, asiri suffik is potter. Or by kadma beheres is potter. Aval hoche, efsha levare sveike, zu, the whole trilis atziyav shovin. Chilas Atziyuv is not a each time you have to clear, is this one a Kodna, this one is a Godel. Chilas Atziyuv is a Dalge in his Patches, it's a Dalge in maturity. Now, the Shaila is this a Godel or a Kodna? There's one suffix which is Klapish Mayagalia. Vekamish Mayagalia im hem ktanim agdoyla. The Rebbein Shom knows what it is. The chain bekoy upilgis kulon shavim. That means that it's either a chaya or a behemoth. I mean this hilkach loy also kro limuute mitam shahin sofik shainam sveike kame shemay. It means like this, something which we don't know, but the etzim, it is a dover hamavura, and there's not one case is like this, one case is like this. It's a dover hamavura. The Rebbein Shalom does know, so the Torah would not write, the Torah would not write a miut, the Torah would not write a miut or a ribui, if the Rebbein Shalom knows, that means if a koy is a behemoth, so the Torah will not write a special ribui that the chelav is also, the chelav behemoth is also. And if Tchilas Atziyuv is a godel, so the Torah would not write a miut that it's possible for Ben Yoyne. The Torah only, because since Klapish Maya Galya, the Rebbein Shalom knows what it is. The only case where the Torah would make Miyuchedik Alochis is where it's not Shayach Abiro. Each case is different. So there the Torah can give Klolim what the din is by each Miyuchedik case. Okay, we'll stop here on this Tosfos, because then Tosfos goes in a multitude of sugyas, which are beyond the scope of the shir. So let us go back to the Gemara. So Rabbi told the Bzeire, says, if I have two psukim to be memayit, chilas atziyuv, I have a posik, so it's a raya that it's a berya. If it would be a suffix, so I don't need a posik to be mamayit. Wouldn't need a posik to be mamayit. Is whatever it is, it is. But iron hug is one thing. But I wouldn't need have a posik to be mamayit. So the Gemara answers something very interesting. You're right. You're 100% right. Could be take that. Netchilus Hatziyuv is a Sofik. I'm sticking to my guns. Could be it's a Sofik. Ah, you tell me if it's a Sofik, it's a Kral and Mutei Sveike. You're right. You're 100% right. Ki Yitzhar Kral Lemutei Nirba Veneva. This Min HaTorim Nim B'nei HaYoyne is not coming to be Memayet Chilus Hatziyuv. Even though the Baraisa says it's coming to Memayet Chilus Hatziyuv, so Rashi would say, this is the Asmach to the Rabbanu, but that's not the Pasuk. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that to be Mayit Nirba Veneva. But a Oita Nirbas, or a Oif, that's Nevad, is Pasuk LaKrofe. Min HaTorim B'lei Kol HaTorim, that these Oifes are Pasuk. Now, why do you need a Pasuk to be Mayit Nirba Venevad? From a krove, I know all korbonis that are nirba nevad are nifsal a krove, so I need a special posik over here. So the Gemara says, sal kedai tachamina hoye leksiv. It says, the posik says, ki moshchosam bohem mumbo. Betone deve Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel said, pshat in this posik as follows. Kol mokim shenema hashchose, einoi elo dvar erve, which means reiva, nirba, avoides kechochem. What means also nevat. Now, how do I know that hashchose means these two things? Dechsiv ki hishchis kol bosar es darkoi al horet. So there it means dvar erve. Avoides kechochem, dechsiv penta shchisim vasism lechem pesel. Fine. So we have it, so hashchose means nevad and roiv and nirva. That's when the Torah says ki moshchosam bohem. So when it says ki moshchosam bohem means that this behemah was either nevad or nirva. Fine. Now right afterwards it says mum bom. And speaking about a mum. So Tone Dvei Rabbi Shmuel made a hekesh. Kol sheham mum poisel boy, every korban. That if it would have a mum mitz posel, dvar erva vavoydes kechovim poiselim boy. Bechol sheein a mum poisel boy, ein dvar erva vavoydes kechovim poiselim boy. So the psul of roiva v'nirba was only said by such a korban, that a mum passels. Bahani oifes, oyo v'loi posel bo mumme, na oifes is no psula v'a mum. Doma mar tamus v'zachos bebeime v'in tamus v'zachos bo oifes. By beheime, there's a din, there has to be a zocha, beheime has to be a tomim, there shouldn't be a bal mum. But an oif, there's no din zachos, and there's no din tamus. A bal mum is also kosher. Some emailing. So I would think that since there's no psul mum in oifis, I would think there's no psul nevad or nirba in oifis. Eima dvar erva vavoides kechovim nama loy lipsil bohu kamash melon. So what happened over here? So it's a very interesting ask on this Gemara, but let's just see just what the Gemara just did over here, what Rav Zeira just did. That means Rav Zeira had a psasofik, is a, what is pshat and chilas atziv, is it a sofik, is it a berya? He didn't know. So Rav said, listen, if I have the Torah brought to me, you to my koch, it's a berya. It's a kol a mutei sofik. Yeah, you're right, 100%. No, the meat isn't going on chilas atziv, it's going on reiva v'nirba. Why do you need a posik of reiva v'nirba? Because, reiva v'nirba never need a posik because I have a drosh of Rabbi Shmuel. that the psul of nirba v'nevad was only said by such a kohen that a mum passes the kohen. But by oifis, a mum doesn't pass the kohen. So I would think that nirba v'nevad would be kosher. So the min ha-toyrim, min b'nei yoin is coming to b'mayit nirba v'nevad. Either Bereisner said it's coming to be my Tchilas Hasiv. That's an Asmach the Baum, but that's not an Emeset. What's this? That is not an Emeset. Rosh is a Mamelus, so there's no Kasha. So I still have my Sophic. I don't know what Tchilas Hasiv is. And the Bereisner that you brought, you have to learn the Bereisner with a grain of salt. That's only Asmach the Baum. So you can't prove anything from the Bereisner. Let us see what Rashi says. Lemutei nirba v'nevad. V'af agav detan ektoni prat l'tchilas atziv. Asmach the ba'al mahu. Uloi lam sulayim v'shem sveik. You don't have a posik for this. That would you not allow to bring tchilas atziv is because of a sofik. Now, why did the Gemara say nirba? Why didn't the Gemara say roiva v'nirba? Roiva lak lamein b'boites ten lecho oif roiveya. A nirba seems it's possible, but a reveya is not possible. So Mamela, that's why it says nirba. Hoy l'ksiv gabi kabonis ki mishchosem ben mum bom, lo yirotsu lachem, the bein ha-shchosem ben mum poislem ben, betone dver rabbi shmol, whenever there's a psul mum, there's a psul ha-shchosem. Tvarer ve reve ve nirba, avidis kachovem neva at shishtach vele behemtoi, kishris kolboso bederamabu ksiv, ודר המבל בהרבה קלקלו, כדרסי ויקחו להם נושם, שאי נזקוקם לנשאי ראייהם, אולכו באים ובחייה, ודר המבל בהשחס קובוסו, מין זה וזה קלקל, וגיל הרויס, ופעימו, so the Gemara says, so the Pasuk says, when is there a psul of roiva, nirba neva, that is dafke, if this psul mum, the behem exif, tamim zoch, avaloyif, like sibay, loy tamim, loy zoch. Hilkalay possible, mumin ktane, kain dukim shebaayim. A dukim shebaayim is a type of a membrane that covers the eye and the behem doesn't see too well. So al kaponim, that's a mum. אלא מומן גדולים, כמי מחוסר עבר, משמע קרבי אמר לפך עושך, מחוסר עבר איש פוסל בי אופס. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, כי איצר רכו, למהותי נרבה ונבא. Let us see the lotion and the sheet in the kibetzes is a little clearer. Taime, וסייסה דרושה דברייסה, they litchos rayosoi, umukri kro litrosh acheres. Taisus is a modern gemara over here. Yes, the makasha from a bereise, and he says, no, my topic is a topic. The bereise is something else. It's a modern meiser. I mean, he picks up a new drash, it's going on that, and this is an asmachta. It's a modern meiser. Miyesh loyma. Not pshat is because I want my sofik should be a sofik, so I'm going to say the Baraisa speaking about the pasuk is really being mamay something else. Miyesh loyma the kimlay the itzah kola hydrosha. I mean, this it's zicha poshut that the pasuk is coming to tell us that nirba and nevad is possible by oifis. It's zicher as life. Forget about it. These are facts of life. Why? The Rabbi Kiva islay droshe the moshchosam beperik pasre the bukhayres. Rabbi Kiva holds of this droshe of Rabbi Shmuel, and the droshe goes that the psul nevad and nirba was only said when there's a psul mum. We go, whenever there's a psul mum, there's a psul never. And what does Rabbi Kiva say in Bukhairis? The Kosova, Maisa Baim, Chal al Reiva, Venirba, Kamaisha Chal al Balei Mumin. Is a member of Rabbi Kiva in Bukhairis That he says like this, by Maisa Behemah says, Le'yivakya be'toyv l'ra. So we learn out that Maisa Behemah is chalan abalmu. Right? That's a posik. Zot Rabbi Kiva, so if the Behemah is a nirba, it's also chal. Because I have a cloud that the psul nirba in Nevat was only said on a korban that is a psul mum. But Maisa Behemah that is no psul mum, so there's no psul nirba. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds of this drosha, right? Rabbi Kiva holds of this drosha. Umashme bepeire kamizbeach mekadesh. Isle nirba boifes. The Gemara says in this lay nirba boifes. Koma, Rabbi Kiva machshir bale mumim. Koma ube nirba hoyo vekosher boifes. Menole ala kochach me haiko. What does it say? There's a Gemara in Zvochim that says as follows. Rabbi Kiva said in Zvochim that a korban, a bal mum, im ola lo yeret. That you're not allowed to be makabed on the mizbech, but im ola, if it got on the mizbech, already lo yeret. And Rabbi Kiva says a reason, you know why im ola lo yeret? Because since you see, by an oi, lechatchila, you can be makabed a bal mum. So by all korbanis, imala lo yeret. Right. But he says this by a balmum. By nirba, he doesn't say this. By a nirba imala lo yeret, he doesn't say this. No, say also the same cheshbon. So by tochoyis, that by a nirba is possible by a noyis. Now where did he get this from? So al kochach, Rabbi Kiva got it from this drosha. That means this drosha is not the samazoi. We got it out of his sleeve. It's going on nirba. You see, Klal Rabbi Kiva made this drosha. Rabbi Kiva, who holds the hekish of Rabbi Yishmael, whenever there's a psul mum, there's a psul nirba. So if afal pika in Rabbi Kiva holds, there's a psul nirba by oifis. And that's why by nirba there's no din imalva layerdu. So you see, Klal, that this drosh is an emes drosh. So Mamil, the Gemara just said, it's al kochach, you have to say that what we darshan, lemayute, tchilas ha-tzivu, tzivu, that's only in a smach the balma. Bim taima. Fine. So now we see that this drosh is an emes drosh. Im kein tivshayt the sveika habe so bezoi so kibayta be poish at the sofik. That means like this: the e beria habe. If you'll say that tchilas hatziv is a beria, it's the kol emutai. Im kein in all on the yeshnir ba'boif. It's like Taisus. Taisus just opened up a can of worms over here. Taisus just found a Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Kiva al kochach holds that there's a psul nirba by oifes. Now, where did Rabbi Kiva dig this up? Akochach minat toirim, v'loi kolat toirim, v'loi tzi nirba. Now, what was tchilas atziyut? If it's a sofik, you don't need a miyut. It's just kolim mutei sofik. But if it's a berye, you do need a miyut. Now, if Rabbi Kiva use this pasuk for nirba, how did you know it's going on nirba? Okay, we have a klal, if mum doesn't pass, well, nirba also doesn't pass. He has a min, so min is going on tchilas atziyu. So how did he say it goes on nirba? So you see klal from Rabbi Kiva that he holds it's not a berye, it's a sofik. So push it to shayla. So why do we push it to shayla? And the Gemara Vais is nishtazah, because that's the rove es abzeire, if it's a sofik, why do you need a mir? No, it's an asmach the balma. So, yeah, but still abzeire and a sofik, here we see klorot fakir. It's not a belly, it's a sofik. Venigali. So now Taisus goes as follows. The mikoros al kedai tach vadai, the itzer kro lemutei ihave berye. Very interesting. The Gemara before held that if it's a belia, you need a posik. Avol hashte the masik the itzer kro le nirba v'neva. Now we see that you need a posik for nirba v'neva. Svirelei the belia le itzer kro le mutay. The memele imit mi betoyrem dum ye de b'nei yoyne. Mab na yoyne davke ktanem, avtoyrem davke gdoylem. Limutei tchila satsiyu shebeze ve shebeze, loy havi loy ktanem ve loy gdoylem. Akkode baraisa asmachte ba'almahu. Now let us explain what Taisus is saying. Taisus just came up with something very, very interesting. We have to understand that our Gemara didn't hold like that. Taisha says like this. Teirim agdoilim. Bnei aktane. If we will say that Chilas Atziyu is a belia, that means what's a Taisha belia? It's not a cotton. It's not a godel. That's what it is. It's not a cotton. So Taisha says, so why do you need a meat for it? If the Torah says ktanim, so it's not a cotton. You need a cotton. You need a cotton to be makir. This is not a cotton. You need a godel for a Torah. It's not a godel. So why do you need a meat? So now the maskonis a gemara is so a koch of the meat is coming for nirba. That's what Taisha. A koch of the meat is coming for nirba. That's what Taisha says. But we just have one problem. That's Taisus just had a very interesting concept. If it's a belia, so you don't need a meat for it, it's poshut. But the shaila is the gemara that havamina didn't hold like that. The gemara that havamina held that you do need a meat. So we have there's a difference of opinion. The havamina of the gemara, the maskana of the one. Now what happened over here? What was the havamina? Taisus just said such a good svara. What's the havamina of the gemara? I don't know. I'll say something. I don't know if it's emes. But maybe it's called lemes. There's a mahalach in the Gemara we had mentioned yesterday. The Megillah Shlomo mentions this mahalach. The Torah says teirim. Teirim means gedolim, right? So what about a berry? What about a tchilas hatziyah? It's not a godel. That's true. That's 100% true. But maybe teirim is lemitzvah. That le mitzvah, you have to bring a Torah. If you bring a tchilas atziyim, that's great B. That's not le mitzvah. Le mitzvah, you should bring a godel. Le mitzvah, a banyan, you should bring a cotton. That's zicher. That Torah is memaya tchilas atziyim. But what is pshat in the meal? So the Gemara that Avmina learned, I would say pshat in the meal is that it's not le mitzvah. If you bring tchilas atziyim, since it's not a godel, since it's not a cotton, it's not lechatchila, it's not lemitzvah, but could be it's kosher. So you need, so it says no min atoyrim. There's some you can't bring at all. So the min is, so it could be the havamin of the Gemara was, that toyrim is only, the toyrim is takim memayet aberye, but it's only memayet aberye lemitzvah. Lemitzvah you should bring a godel. And if you bring a berry, then it'll be good because it's not a cup. It's some amazing you could bring it, even though it's not a full-fledged godel, but it's not a cup. So, could be that was the havamina that you need the mean to be mamayated. And the Gemara in the Matkana holds that, no, if it says toyer, it means godel, and whatever is not toyer is automatically in the smite. That is one mahalach in Taisus. Umoiri harav Aaron miriganshput tiritz. Now, we're for emphing akasha. For emphing akasha, that means if we are noches, that min is mamayet nirba nevat, so then we have a raya that it's not a berya, because if it's a berya, so you need the posik to be mayan berya. That was Taisus' kasha. So Rabbanim said as follows.
The Einoi Soiser Hashte Drosche De Breise, not Pshat is, I think he's pampering the first Kasha also, that you had a problem, so you say different Pshat in the Breise. So he says like this, the Einoi Soiser Hashte Drosche De Breise. The three miutiksit min atoirin oi min b'nei hayoina. Chad lemutei nirba v'neva. So one is coming to b'mai nirba v'neva. Ulaabuke midroshe demashchosom. Ve'idoch, no, he's going on the first kash of Tosfos. He's not being soisa the b'raisa completely. No, he's saying as follows, that I have two miyutim. So one is being mamayit nirba v'never lafukim idroshe de mashchosam, ve'idoch limutei tchilas atziyut. And the other is coming to tell us tchilas atziyut. Now, what tchilas atziyut is whatever it is, it's coming to be mamayit. V'kamish maye v'adegalyit, iktanem have, egdoilem have. V'iktanem have, Mematinu min atoirem. V'gdoilem have mantinu mibnei hayoine. V'ananu d'lo yadinu mal mematinu. V'ashti ber yehava osinam yishapel. Now, before, so Tosfos, the Rav Aaron said, Amir de Kezach, Rav Aaron said that, but we're not soisa the baraisa. The baraisa is emes. We're mamaya tchilas atziyut. So he says, if you hold it a sofik, so it's one of the two. Either tchilas atziyut is a godel or a kotel. So whatever it is, there's one mean to tell me that it's not what the posik demands. If it's a kotel, so it's not a toyer. If it's a godel, it's not a ben yoine. So, one mean is coming to be my tchilas atziyut. Which mean it is, I have the faintest idea. But whatever it is not, that's where the mean is. You can't have two means to be memayit, because for one it's good, for one it's no good. So the Gemara's Mechadish, that's true. One mean is memayit tchilas atziyut. And the other mean is memayit nirba v'neva. So Mamela, so it could be Sveika Have, and the Pasuk is telling us what it is and from what it's Nismayit, but we Lamaisa don't know which Pasuk the Torah was Megalos. If the Torah was Megalos, it's a cotton or a godel, so I don't know which Pasuk is being Mamayat Chalasatir. So it's Lamaisa Tasveika. And I only have one Pasuk to be Mamayat. The suffix, which is only in Ismayat, either from Deilam or Ktanim. And the other Pasuk is coming to tell us that Nirba v'Nevat is in Ismayat. Fahashte, Iber Yehave, if you'll say it was a Ber Yehosinami Shaper, so what's the Girsa, the Bach? Lefiya Maskone, Bechad Limutei Ber Yeh, Bechad Limutei Nirba v'Nevat. So if it's a berye, so it's also good. So one mean is memayit a berye, and one mean is memayit nirba v'neva. Umikor esal kedaitach de itzlech tavai le berye, de hi loy have ksiv el achad meyutem, loy have memayit o el oy migdoy le moy mikstanim, v'mevi mishneim avanovik meymanavshach. So that's the difference between the maskonim. That means if you learn berye, it's also good. The gemara that have in the hell that if it's a berye, you also need two miyutim. One miyut to tell you that a berye is not good for gedolim. One miyut to tell you a berye is not good for ktanim. Now the gemara is machadish now. If it's a berye, so that miyut is telling us that it's not good for anyone. That I doubt it's not good for anyone. And the other meat is coming to tell us we mamayit nirba v'neva.